모니, 안녕하세요. It's good to be here this morning. I always feel at home when I come to this church. I feel welcome, and I have been here quite a few times, so I'm glad to be here this morning.
항상 느끼지만 여기 오면 집이 온 것 같고 또 이렇게 불러주셔서 감사합니다.
This week it was a struggle as far as the scripture. But God put it on my heart for this particular scripture, for this particular time.
예, 이번 주에 무슨 말씀을 드릴까 하다가 제 마음에 그 하나님께서 이런 그 부담을 주셔갖고 제가 이 오늘 말씀드린 이 구절로 누가복음 구절로 하나님의 말씀을 전해드리겠습니다.
Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful morning that you have. Allow us to gather here, God, to praise your name and glorify you, for you are awesome and powerful, God. So we call that you come in our midst, God. Open hearts that they receive this word, that it will be applied to their lives in such a way that it will change all around them, that those around them may see you, God, may see who you are, that they may glorify the God that has created all things, the one who has placed his spirit within all hearts, that it calls out to God, Abba, Father, that he is so gracious and so merciful, that they may see the Son and may put their trust and belief in him, that allow him to change their lives forever. For this life, no one knows when it will end, that we must choose while it's life, choose which direction to go the way of life or to go the way of death. You have given us the free will to do so, God. I pray that all who hear me may go the way of life that is provided through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
오늘 이 아침에 모이게 주신 것 감사합니다. 오늘 이 아침에 우리들의 마음을 열어주셔서 하나님의 사랑과 은혜를 알게 하시고 우리의 생활이 변하게 하시고 또한 우리 주위의 사람들도 변하게 하시고 또한 오늘 특히 이 아침에 기도드리는 것은 우리가 어디로 가고 있는지 그리고 우리의 앞길이 어떻게 되는지를 알게 하셔서 하나님의 사랑 속에서 우리가 올바른 선택을 하여 우리의 인생길이 허비되지 않을 수 있도록 축복하여 주시옵소서.
Luke chapter 16 beginning with verse 19. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and said, Lazarus, and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am in torment. I'm tormented and in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that your lifetime, you receive your good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted. You are tormented. And besides all of this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded to one rise from the dead. So as we look around this world is filled with death. You go to various nations, even within our own nation. If we think of the shooting that occurred at Oregon campus, when many Christians left this earth and many who were not Christian left this earth. Then we look at Turkey, the bombing. We look at also the plane blowing up, the Russian plane. Then we later see, we see the killings in Paris, as well as the killing in Mali. So we see all of this death all around us. And when I think of death, I always think, where did they go? How many went to heaven? How many went to hell? For they woke up just thinking it was just an ordinary day. Just an ordinary day. They would carry about their business. But they did not know that would be their last earthly day. That they would next spend their whole eternity in either heaven or hell. And that brings me to the question, which direction are you headed? Where are you going? Are you headed towards the way of life? Or are you headed towards the way of death? You must make that choice on this side. For once you exit into eternity, your destiny has been set. And we see it in the case of many lives through death that is occurring all around us.
여러분, 어느 길로 가고 계십니까? 우리가 잠시 바쁜 생활을 멈추고 보면 이 지구는 하나의 거대한 공동묘지라는 것을 우리가 알게 됩니다. 최근에 일어났던 그 여러 가지 사태들을 보시면 특히나 그 비행기가 폭파되고 그 다음에 나이지리아와 파리에서 그런 테러가 있었고요. 이번 아프리카의 말리에서도 이러한 지금 그 인질극이 벌어지고 있었습니다. 그런데 저는 항상 생각에 이 사람들이 죽어서 얼마나 많은 사람들이 하나님 곁으로 가서 천국으로 갈까 또 얼마나 많은 사람들은 하나님과 멀어진 다른 곳으로 갈까 항상 걱정입니다. 그리고 이 돌아가신 분들이 아마 깨서 아 오늘 또 하루가 밝았구나 가서 내일을 해야 되겠구나 했는데 어쩌면 아무 생각 없이 일어난 그날이 그 사람들의 마지막 지구에서의 순간이 되었을 수 있습니다. 이렇게 우리가 숨을 거두고 나면 우리는 영락 없이 어느 한쪽 길로 가야 되는데 우리가 과연 어느 방향으로 가고 있는지 우리가 눈을 감았을 때 우리는 정말 하나님 곁으로 갈 수 있는지 아니면은 그 반대 길을 가야만 하는지 저는 항상 이것이 고민입니다. 또한 여러분도 이것을 오늘 한번 깊이 생각해 보셨으면 좋겠습니다.
Which brings us to the text. Some would say that this is a parable. But if you read the text in detail, verses 19 and 20, you will see that this is not dealing with a parable. This is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ speaking. He is preaching this word. And he says that there is a certain rich man. Then he goes on to say there is a certain beggar. Then further he goes on to give the name of the beggar. This is different than any other parable that Jesus Christ has mentioned. This has to be a true occurrence. This has to be something that really happened. That in order for Jesus to say a certain rich man, a certain beggar, and then he gives the name of the beggar. Then you might ask yourself, why didn't he name the rich man? I'm sure many in the audience would have known the rich man. Because of his wealth and his fortune, many probably thought of him in high esteem. But he didn't mention the rich man. He didn't mention the rich man because he didn't know him. If you read John chapter 10, you will find out that Jesus Christ knows the name of his sheep. The good shepherd knows his sheep's name. He didn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. By not having a relationship with Jesus Christ, he didn't know him. When he first met Jesus Christ said, "Depart from me. I never knew you." That is why he ends up in his eternal place. But in the case of this beggar, the one that no one knew, the one that maybe some thought of him as insignificant, but he knew our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He had a relationship with him. That is why Jesus Christ can call his name, because he knows him, because he has that relationship. If you're here, you want that relationship with Jesus. You want Jesus Christ to know your name, that when you step off into eternity, you will be greeted by him. You will have this relationship on this side. Through your prayers, you will find there is no greater relationship than the relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
여러분, 여러분들의 이름을 주님이 아시고 계시지요? 이 이야기는 많은 경우에 예수님이 비유라고 통상 얘기되지만 제가 볼 때 이 이야기는 비유가 아닌 것 같아요. 왜냐하면 이야기해 보면 예수님께서 어떤 부자와 어떤 거지라고 얘기를 했고 아마 이 이야기를 듣는 사람들은 그게 누군가 알았을 거예요. 그런데 여기서 우리가 주목해야 될 것은 그 존재도 없이 정말 처참하게 그 들깨들이 상처를 핥아야 될 만큼 처참했던 그 거지는 예수님이 그 나사로라고 이름을 말씀하셨고 이 유명했고 잘 살았고 정말 호화롭게 살았던 이 사람은 예수님이 이름을 말씀 안 하셨어요. 제가 볼 때 이것은 예수님께서 분명히 요한복음 10장에 보시면은 나는 내 양의 이름을 안다 하셨고요. 그 다음에 다른 그 부분에 보시면 선지자들이 많은 기적과 병고침과 기적을 행했는데 예수님께서 나는 너희를 전혀 모르니 가라고 하셨잖아요. 그런 것처럼 제가 볼 때 여기서 중요한 것은 예수님과 우리와의 개인과의 관계에 있어서 과연 예수님이 우리를 아시냐 아니면은 예수님에게 잊혀진 자가 되느냐에 따라서 우리의 영원한 운명이 바뀐다고 생각합니다. 여러분 다시 한번 정말 예수님이 여러분을 아시는지 한번 생각해 주십시오.
I want you to see the contrast as far as their earthly lives. The rich man and the beggar. If you look at the rich man's life, he's dressed in purple. He has the finest of linen. He fares sumptuously, meaning that he feasts every day. We see him in his richness. He can buy everything that money can buy on this side. He's wealthy. He may have been even considered the Bill Gates at that time, being able to buy everything. He could buy things that he needed. He can maybe even buy friends because of his wealth. Then we look at this poor beggar, the one who desired the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. The Bible said he desired it. Didn't mean that he received it, but he desired the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. His life is quite different. His clothes are so bare that it reveals the sores on his body. The sores that are so many that the dogs begin to lick it. As he sits at this gate of this rich man, and we see the difference in life. We see one who has much and one who has little. Many of you will say the rich man who has much. But if you look in this as from the heavenly perspective, it is the beggar who has much and the rich man who is poor.
여러분, 이 두 사람의 생애를 이 지상에서 보면은 아마 이 부자는 지금의 뭐 빌 게이츠 같이 부자였지도 모르죠. 그래서 가지고 싶은 것을 다 가지고 최고의 옷감과 최고의 그 부를 상징하는 옷을 입고 날마다 잔치하며 심지어는 자기가 가진 재력으로 친구까지 살 수 있었을지 모릅니다. 그러나 이 가난한 거지는 너무너무 가난해서 옷이 다 날고 구멍이 나서 상처가 우리가 볼 수 있을 만큼 헤어진 옷을 입고 있고 그 다음에 그 부자의 상에서 나오는 찌끄레기 버리는 것이라도 주워서 먹으려고 했는데 성경에 보면 이 거지가 그 부스러기를 먹기를 원했지만 그 부스러기라도 과연 먹었는지는 나와 있지 않습니다. 이러한 아주 상반된 삶을 살았는데 그러나 곧 이 글에서 보시면은 하늘에서의 결과는 하늘과 또 땅 차죠. 이 거지는 그렇게 초라하게 살았지만 하늘에서 하나님 옆에서 안락을 누리게 되고 이 부자는 말할 수 없는 고통 속에서 물 한 모금도 없는 그러한 상황 속에 처해 있습니다.
So we move to verse 22. We see in the case Lazarus dies. The beggar dies. But it goes on to say also the rich man died. There is something about death. Death is an equalizer. Even though the rich man could buy the best of doctors, they cannot keep a person alive. That when that person is time to leave this earth, that person will leave this earth. That is why when you read Hebrews 9:27, as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. That everyone has an appointment. Appointment that is not made by you, but one that you must meet. One that has been set by God. And we see it in the case of both the rich man and the beggar. That they both die. They both die. Death does not discriminate. That the young and old would die. That the rich and poor would die. There is something about death. That it does not look at a particular person based upon their status, based upon anything that they have, their age. It comes when you least expect it. I remember when I was in graduate study in Athens, Georgia, I attended this local church. And I never ever forget it, because there is something about life. When you see a certain event, it changes you forever. And that event changed my life forever. There was a young boy. He was either 8 or 9 years of age. And I remember his parents thinking, should we allow him to go before the church and confess Jesus Christ? To tell the whole congregation that he placed his trust and faith in Jesus Christ. Being so young, they thought he was too young to make that confession. And they struggled within themselves. Then finally they allow him to come before the congregation. And the boy confessed his belief in Jesus Christ. And he received the right-hand fellowship of the church. And he would have been baptized that Sunday. But something happened during the week. This is how God works concerning appointment time. That young boy contracted a bacterial infection within the brain, encephalitis. And he died that Wednesday before even being baptized. You can imagine what a parent must have felt. That even though their son had confessed Jesus Christ, the joy they must have felt that he is now in heaven. But the sorrow also part of it. That they will no longer spend time on this earth with that young man. That they will only see him in heaven. Because he has made that confession. And that is about God. There is appointed time for each and every one of us. That we must leave this earth. That we must die once. But after this, the judgment. Judgment means that either you're going to be judged in your sin. Or Jesus Christ was judged on your behalf. It's up to you on this side. That young man gave his life to Jesus by God touching his heart through his Holy Spirit. He confessed Jesus Christ and he made his way sure that he is in heaven waiting on his parents, that one day that reunion will occur, that all who believe in Jesus Christ.
여기 계신 여러분 중에 죽음을 피하실 자신이 있으신 분 계십니까? 죽음은 누구도 면할 수 없는 것이죠. 잘났던 못났던 부자든 가난하든 히브리서 9장 27절에 보시면은 한 번 죽는 것은 사람에게 정해진 것이요 그 이후에는 심판이 있다고 했습니다. 그렇습니다. 우리는 그 누구도 하나님의 정해진 시간에 그것을 피할 수 있는 사람은 아무도 없죠. 제가 애튼스 조지아에서 대학원을 다닐 때 경험한 이 사건이 저의 인생을 무척 많이 변화시켰습니다. 저희 그 다니던 교회에 한 8, 9살 된 소년이 있었는데 이 소년이 부모님께 예수님을 자기가 구주로 영접하고 싶다고 했을 때 그 부모님들이 걱정을 많이 했어요. 왜냐하면 나이가 너무 어려서 얘의 신앙 고백이 진짠가 아니면은 기분인가 때문에 고민을 했는데 결국은 기도 중에 그분들이 이 아이의 예수님에 대한 영접을 교회에 오픈시키기로 했고 그래서 침례까지 받기로 그런 계획이 있었는데요. 바로 침례를 받아야 될 그주 수요일 날 얘가 박테리아가 뇌를 침범해서 아주 급성으로 죽어버렸어요. 제가 그것을 보고 난 다음에 우리가 정말로 주님을 영접하는 것 그리고 그 하나님의 정한 하나님께서 이 정한 때가 되기 전에 이 소년의 마음을 감동시키셔서 이런 일이 벌어졌는데 물론 그 가족들은 어마어마한 슬픔 중에서도 그러나 우리가 예수 안에서 이제 곧 그 사랑하는 아들을 볼 수 있다는 그 슬픔 속에서도 희망이 있었습니다. 그런 것처럼 우리가 이 마지막 날에 대하여 결국 우리 누구나가 맞게 될 죽음 이후에는 그 어떠한 것도 소용없고 다만 심판의 자리에서 예수님이 우리의 변호사로서 우리를 하나님 앞으로 인도하실지 아니면은 우리가 하나님과 영원히 결별되어 딴 곳으로 갈지는 우리에게 가장 중요한 문제가 아닐까 생각됩니다.
We also see the contrast as far as the exit in life. We see the Lazarus dying. We see the rich man dying. But the rich man died alone. Even though there may have been many in his room when he died, that he died alone. Because if we look at the case for Lazarus, when Lazarus died, the angels came and met him. And they took him to the bosom of Abraham. And that is something to say about God, that those angels walk step by step as he stepped off into eternity to go to paradise, to go to that place where he would find comfort. But the rich man, he died in alone because he didn't have that relationship with God. He didn't have that relationship with this eternal God. So we see as far as death, when you leave this earth, will you die alone? There is something sad about a person who dies alone. But a person who is in Jesus Christ, that you know that you will not die alone. That when you leave this earth, there is someone with you that will walk you from here to eternity. But it's the case for this rich man. He died alone because he did not have that relationship with this eternal God.
여러분, 우리가 죽게 되면은 이제 다른 나라로 옮겨가야 되는데 이 부자의 경우는 평생 아마 수많은 사람들에 둘러싸여 있었을 것이고 또한 죽음의 자리에서도 수많은 사람들에 둘러싸여서 마지막을 맞이했겠죠. 그러나 이 사람이 숨을 거뒀을 때 이 사람은 철저하게 혼자였습니다. 그 혼자서 외롭고 힘든 길을 갔어야 됐고 평생 가난했고 거들떠보는 사람이 없었던 거지는 비록 혼자서 쓸쓸하게 죽었을지 모르지만 바로 그 순간에 하나님의 천사들이 한 발짝 한 발짝 그분을 하나님께 인도해 나갔어요. 여러분, 어떤 길을 가셔야 되겠습니까? 외로운 길을 혼자서 고통의 길을 가셔야 되겠습니까? 아니면은 하나님이 함께 하시는 이 길을 가셔야 되겠습니까?
We also see the contrast as far as the eternal life. We see Lazarus going to the bosom of Abraham, the place called paradise. If you remember when Jesus Christ died up on the cross, he told one thief that today you will be with me in paradise, that place before heaven. Because Jesus had yet not died on the cross and paid the price, yet not spoken to the captive. They went to paradise. They went to this place of comfort that Jesus Christ will let later lead them into the heavenly place. But we see in the case of this rich man, he steps out into outer darkness. He steps out in a place called hell, that there will be no light shine. There will be separation from this loving eternal God, that he will no longer have the chance to greet this God, no longer have the chance to have a relationship with this eternal God. But we see in the case of Lazarus, that he is with Abraham. He's in this place called paradise. Now it's quite different. Their lives are different. One received good things, the rich man. The other received evil things. But yet now in paradise it's quite different. The tables have turned. Now Lazarus is receiving good things. And while that rich man is receiving evil things.
여러분, 이 두 사람의 죽음 이후에 완전히 상태가 바뀌었죠. 이 연락을 누리던 부자는 그 바깥 어두운 곳, 그곳에 가서 고통을 받게 되고 고통을 받던 거지는 바로 이 낙원으로 가게 됐습니다. 잠깐 말씀드리면은 예수님께서 십자가에 달리셨을 때 그 중에 한 예수님을 그 고백한 그 강도애가 내가 오늘 나와 함께 낙원에 있다 하셨을 때 낙원은 그 천국 전에 예수님께서 아직 영광을 받으시기 전이라서 십자가에서 죄값을 치르시기 전이라서 일단 모든 그 고통이 사라진 건 낙원에 이 사람이 지금 가게 됐습니다. 결국은 예수님과의 관계를 통해서 우리는 한쪽은 낙원으로 한쪽은 예수님과의 관계가 없는 그러한 그 울며 그러니까 바깥 그 어두운 곳 지옥 같은 곳으로 우리의 그 영혼이 가게 되겠죠.
Mark chapter 8 verse 36 says, What profit is a man to gain this whole world yet lose his own soul? What can one give in exchange for their own soul? That is so very critical on this side. I see many people complain of things that occur. But nothing compares to what is happening in hell. There is no trials and tribulation compared to what the rich man is going through. He is going through something that we can never ever understand. Our mind could never ever wrap around what hell will bring to those who do not believe. But we can see a glimpse through the rich man. He's crying out to Abraham for relief. He's asking him to send Lazarus. Let him dip his fingertip in water and cool his tongue. Because he's in agony in the flames. Flames that will not consume. Flames that will continue to eternity. No longer he's not like before. Now he's praying. But he's praying to Abraham to send Lazarus. He sees Abraham. He sees Lazarus. Send him to me. Dip his finger in water that he may cool my tongue. For he is in torment. He is in flames. And there is nothing compared to what Jesus Christ is describing here. That you might be experiencing various trials and tribulation. But it will never ever compare to hell. Hell is something that can never be thought of on this side. It is eternal. This man will cry out for eternity. Cry out for relief. But he will not receive it. Because he is in hell. He is separated from God. Separated from everything that is good. That God offers to everyone. To those who are living. And to those who are in heaven.
Here you see, this poor man 이곳에서 고통받아갖고 정말 영원한 불 속에서 하고 이 부자의 가장 큰 고통은 이것이 어떤 기간이 없다는 거죠. 영원 속에서 이러한 고통을 받아서 손끝에 물 한 방울만 묻혀달라. 그래서 이 목마름 해달 만큼 고통인데요. 이 세상에 우리가 여러 가지 고난이 있습니다. 그리고 정말 힘든 고난들이 많이 있는데 그러나 성경이 얘기하고 있는 것은 이 영원의 고난에 비교하면 이 영원에서 우리가 만약에 예수님과의 관계가 떨어져서 받게 될 고난은 비교할 수도 없다는 것이죠. 그리고 마가복음의 8장에 보시면 그런 얘기가 있죠. 사람이 천하를 얻고도 자기 목숨을 잃으면 무슨 소용이 있겠냐. 무슨 값을 치르고 우리가 목숨을 다시 사겠냐 한 것처럼 바로 이 이야기 속에서 최고의 그 부와 그러한 호화를 누렸던 이 사람이 지금 영원히 돌이킬 수 없는 이 세상에서 경험할 수 없는 그러한 고통 중에 있는 바로 이 현실을 우리가 한번 직시해 봐야 되겠습니다.
As sure there is a heaven for those who are saved. There is a hell for those who are lost. There may be someone here, you may be saying, why should I be saved? Why should I call on the name of Jesus Christ, the one that removes the sins of this world? Why should I be born again? Why can't I live life like I want to live? Why can't I go my own way? The Proverbs 14 says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is ways of death. That if you go your way, that you will find at the end of your road, there will be death awaiting. As we see for the rich man, he lived his life, not thinking about God, not thinking about any need, for he had all of his money. He had gathered all the things together. He could buy anything that he wanted, but yet now he cannot buy freedom. He cannot buy a way to heaven. That currency is faith, faith in Jesus Christ, that if you want to make it to heaven, then you must place your faith in Jesus Christ. That is the currency that heaven looks at. That in order for you to have access to heaven, that you must believe in Jesus Christ. You must be willing to give your life to him. You must be willing to trust in him in order to have access to heaven.
여러분, 많은 반대가 있을 수 있지만 성경은 분명히 천국과 지옥이 있음을 얘기합니다. 그래서 사람들이 우리가 왜 예수를 믿어야 됩니까? 왜 우리가 우리의 죄를 예수의 피로 씻어야 됩니까? 왜 우리가 옳다고 생각하는 길을 가서는 안 됩니까? 여러 가지 질문에 여러분들 전도해 보시면 부닥치게 되는데 잠언 14장에 보시면 그런 얘기 있어요. 어떤 길은 사람이 보기에는 옳지만 필경은 사망의 길이라는 그러한 무서운 말씀이 있습니다. 여러분, 이 부자는 아마 자기의 부와 능력을 가지고 자기가 하고 싶은 것을 많이 했을 것이고 사고 싶은 것을 샀을 것이고 그리고 자기가 해서 안 되는 일이 없다고 생각했을지도 모르겠습니다. 그러나 이 부자가 가졌던 돈은 천국의 문을 열 수 있는 그러한 그 돈은 아니었어요. 우리가 천국에 들어갈 수 있는 화폐의 단위는 이 세상의 돈이나 명성이나 선행이나 아름다운 것들이 아니고 바로 예수를 믿는 우리의 믿음이라는 그 화폐 단위만이 천국의 문을 열 수 있고요. 그리고 바로 그 예수를 믿고 예수 안에서 예수님을 의지하며 또한 예수님을 순종하는 그 우리의 믿음만이 영원한 우리의 그 지옥과 천국을 가를 수 있는 그러한 화폐가 됩니다.
So we see this rich man. He longed for relief. He also longed for his relatives. He asked Abraham to send Lazarus to his father's house to speak with his five brothers. And Abraham knows that if they do not listen to the prophets of Moses, there's no way they will listen to anyone who comes from the dead. But he longs for his family. He longs for his relatives, that they may turn from the way that he's going. What would be his message to his brothers? His message would be, don't come. Don't come to this place. For he knows what this place bears. For anyone who is outside of the fellowship of Jesus Christ. I'm reminded of a story of a pastor. Pastor went to this young wife who had just lost her husband. Her wife, they just began their marriage. And her husband died. Then later on, she gave birth. Her son died quickly after giving birth. And then he began to speak to this woman. This woman said to the pastor, based upon what you are saying, my husband is in hell. And she said, if he's in hell, I want to be in hell. The pastor began to cry as they began to cry together. The woman was already crying. But when she said that, he began to cry. And he mustered all of the compassion within his heart. He told her, there will not be a family reunion in hell. There will not be a family reunion in hell. So if you want to go to hell for a family reunion, you will not have that in hell. Because there are utter darkness. There is agony and torment. That those who follow the family members to hell, they would not find it as a joyful place. They would find it as a place that they wish they had never came. Same for this rich man. He's telling Abraham, send Lazarus, that my brothers do not come to this place, this awful place. Tell them, do not come to this place.
여러분, 이 부자가 고통 중에 아브라함에게 간청하죠. 나사로를 보내서 자기 형제들이 절대 이곳에 오지 못하게 해달라. 이분이 그 지옥에서 하고 싶은 얘기는 단 하나. 오면 안 돼, 오면 안 돼, 절대 여기 오면 안 돼. 이곳은 올 곳이 아니야. 라는 것으로 부탁을 했는데 그 아브라함이 이렇게 얘기하죠. 죽은 사람이 살아서 돌아가서 아무리 전해도 안 들을 거라고. 그리고 모세와 선지자가 얘기를 해도 듣지 않는다면 죽은 사람이 가서 전한다고 사람들이 바뀌지 않는다는 그러한 냉정한 현실을 이야기합니다. 제가 아는 경우가 하나 있는데요. 어떤 부인이 남편을 잃었어요. 그리고 그 남편을 잃고 또 곧 아기를 낳고 난 다음에 아들도 잃었습니다. 그래서 고통 중에 있는데 여자가 울면서 아마 목사님이 어떤 메시지를 전하셨나 봐요. 근데 목사님이 말씀하신 게 사실이라면은 저희 남편이랑 아들은 지옥에 있네요. 그러면서 울면서 그들이 지옥에 있으면 저도 지옥 가고 싶어요. 지옥에 가서라도 그 사람 보고 싶어요 했는데 그 목사님이 찢어지는 가슴으로 그 목사님도 통곡하시면서 이렇게 말씀하셨어요. 아주머니, 지옥에를 가셔도 가족을 다시 만날 길은 없습니다. 그곳은 가족이 다시 만날 수 있는 그런 곳이 아닙니다. 여러분, 정말 지옥은 꿈에라도 가거나 생각해 볼 곳이 아니라는 이야기죠.
We see in verse 30 that this rich man knows about repentance. If someone goes from the dead, they will repent. There may be someone who knows about repentance. You may know Jesus Christ can save you. He can redeem you. That you may know that Jesus Christ died and rose again that you may live. You may know that if you confess your sins to him, that he will forgive your sins. But yet you have not done it. You refuse to give your life to Jesus. You prefer to test him. Test our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I say today, you need to give your life to him. Allow him to change your life forever. He will do it if you come to him. If you go to him and say that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. If you confess your sins to him and ask him to forgive you, he will forgive you. But only if you have a sincere heart, that you approach him with a sincere heart, willing to give your all to him. Tell him that you trust and believe in him, that you know God raised him from the dead, that you know he died on your behalf, that Jesus Christ will answer your prayer, that you will be changed in that very moment, that he will come within your heart, that your life will be different because of the confession that you have made before him. And you will no longer, you will be different. Your life will change, your way will change because of your confession of him. Because you know that he saves, but only if you're willing to give your heart to him. Only if you're willing to ask for forgiveness and ask him to come into your heart.
이 부자가 그 나사로를 보내달라고 했던 걸 보면 어쩌면 이 부자가 그 회개에 대해서 그 전에 알고 있었을지도 모르겠습니다. 여러분, 하나님과 예수님을 시험해서는 안 되겠죠. 예수님께서 십자가에서 약속대로 우리 죄를 위해서 돌아가시고 또한 장사된 바 되었다가 다시 살아나시고 그리고 하늘의 우편에 앉으신 바로 그 사실 그리고 누구든지 우리의 죄를 고백하고 예수님을 구주로 모셔드리면 예수님은 우리 안에 오셔서 우리의 모든 죄를 사하시고 우리와 함께 우리의 주인 되셔서 단지 우리가 죄만 사하여지는 것이 아니고 우리의 삶 전체가 바로 그 순간 영원히 우리가 상상할 수 없는 방법으로 바뀐다는 그 사실을 여러분이 믿고 예수님을 우리 안에 초대하시고 예수님께 우리의 전 존재의 죄인임을 고백하시고 그분과 함께 사시는 이 길을 택하신다면 단지 지옥만 면하는 것이 아니고 여러분들은 새로운 사람으로서 새로운 생명으로서 살게 된다는 거 여러분 이 순간 아시겠지만 저는 또 한 번 또 한 번 아직 이 길을 가시지 않으신 분이 있으면 지금 당장이라도 바로 예수님께 고백하시기를 저는 원합니다.
So we see these two men contrasting as far as their earthly life, contrasting as far as their earthly exit, contrasting as far as their eternal life. But we see in the case of the rich man, he was dressed in fine purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously. We see in the case of this beggar, who had very little, and he desired the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. His clothes were so bare that his sores were revealed, and the dogs began to lick him. But we see the difference as far as their exit. One died alone. The rich man died alone, but Lazarus, he had someone with him. He had angels with him. And they all led him to paradise. And we also see as far as their eternal life, eternity, forever. Now we see that Lazarus is comforted. Lazarus is in peace. Lazarus is in heaven. But we see in the case of this rich man, he's in torment and he's in hell. But if we consider Lazarus today, Lazarus is now in heaven place because Jesus Christ had prepared a place for him. And he has prepared a place for you and me. Only if you're willing to accept that place. There's no scripture greater than the one, John 14, That is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. It is when Jesus began to speak, "Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. And I go back to prepare a place for you, that where I am at, you may be also." And then Jesus Christ went on to say, "You know where I go. You know the way." But Thomas says something that is critical for all believers. He asks, "How we do not know the way. We do not know where you go. How can we know the way?" Then Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me." So that way that you want to go to heaven, you must go by the way of Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the one that will lead you to eternal life. But if you reject him, if you refuse to give your life, your heart to him, then you will go the way of the rich man, to eternal damnation, to hell, to be separated from God forever.
여러분, 말씀드린 것처럼 우리 모두에게 하나님의 정해진 시간은 언젠가는 옵니다. 우리가 이 정해진 시간을 지상에서 마치고 떠나야 될 때 우리는 두 길 중에 하나를 가야 되는데요. 보신 것처럼 모든 것을 누렸고 이제는 가장 처참한 상황에 있는 부자가 있고요. 그 다음에 고통 중에 정말 얻어먹지도 못하고 온몸의 상처로 개들이 그 상처를 핥던 사람은 이제 하나님과 함께 있습니다. 여러분, 제가 제일 좋아하는 요한복음 17장에 보시면은 예수님께서 제자들이 고민할 때 걱정하지 말라 하시면서 하나님의 아버지의 집에 거할 곳이 많다. 내가 그곳에 가서 이제 너희를 부르겠다 하시는 그 말씀 기억하시죠? 그러면서 제자들이 어떻게 그곳에 가냐 할 때 예수님께서 내가 곧 길이요, 내가 곧 생명이요, 내가 유일한 생명이라고 하시면서 나로 말미암지 않고는 이 집에 갈 자가 없다고 하셨습니다. 예수님은 곧 길이요, 진리요, 생명이십니다. 여러분, 생명이 붙어있을 때, 호흡이 붙어있을 때만 이 기회가 여러분에게 있어요. 우리가 예수님을 진정한 진리요, 길이요, 생명으로 영접해서 하나님의 곁에 가는지 아니면 그것을 끝까지 거부해서 하나님과 떨어진 삶을 살아야 되는지는 여러분 손안에 지금 놓여 있습니다.
I have attended many a funerals. Many a time the preacher will begin to tell a family. He may tell a wife that her husband loved her. He may tell the children that their father loved her. Or he may tell, if it's a woman, he may tell her husband that his wife loved him. Or he may tell the family that their mother loved him. Or he may say that this person loved Jesus Christ. This person loved Jesus Christ so very much. But when I speak at a funeral, I don't say that. I don't tell a family that. Because it doesn't make any sense if that man or woman didn't live in such a way that that family knows that person loves them. If that man and woman never loved Jesus Christ, there's no way I could ever speak on that person's behalf. Because it wouldn't make any sense. Because a life spent, there's no words I could add to a life that has been spent. There's no words that I could ever change a person who has lived. There's no words that could ever change what has occurred. When you think of funeral is for the living. It's not for the dead. It's for those who are still alive. Those who still must make the choice. Either life or death. Heaven or hell. That is what a funeral is based upon. They see a body before them and they know that they must go that way. Unless Jesus Christ come. That they must go by that way. And they do not know that appointed time. So I would never ever tell a family that husband or wife loved him. If their husband didn't live out that love, there's no words that could ever change. No other words can convince the family that that person loved him if that person didn't show that love while they were yet on this earth. So it's very important that you understand that when you live this life, you must live it in such a way that when you die, those around you know that you love them. Those around you know that you love Jesus Christ. Because no one else can speak it but your life. Your life must speak that love. No one can ever describe your love for their family or friend or your love for Christ. But your life will speak it. If you live in such a way that you have given your all to him, that you have placed your trust in him, then everyone would know it, that this person went to heaven. This person has given their all to Jesus Christ. This person fully understands. And we see in the case of Lazarus, close with this, with the angels coming to get him. But you have something greater than Lazarus. For when Jesus Christ died up on the cross, when you read Hebrews 13:5, it speaks of contentment. When Jesus Christ said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That when you die, you will not have the angels beside you. You will have the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will walk you into eternity. He will be there right by your side. But first, you must believe and trust in him. You must give your all to him. You must know that he died and rose again on your behalf. And he will never leave you on this side. And he will never leave you on the other side. But you first must place your trust in him. So this is your day. Choose which direction you will go. Will you go the way of life or will you go the way of death? You can only make that choice. And you must make it because it has eternal consequences. That if you do not accept Jesus Christ, that you are headed towards damnation. You are headed towards hell. Total separation from all who have given their life to him. That you will never meet the believers again. But if you give your life to Jesus Christ, he will be there with you throughout your whole entire life. He'll be with you when you step into eternity. And you will meet him when you leave this earth.
많은 장례식에 가보면은 목회자들이 와서 얼마나 이분이 배우자를 사랑했는지 가족을 사랑했는지 또 하나님을 사랑했는지 이러한 얘기를 하는데 저는 이것이 사실 장례식에 아무런 의미가 없다고 생각하는 사람입니다. 그분들이 어떻게 아름다운 말로 돌아가신 분을 묘사하던 결국은 내가 살아온 인생 그리고 내가 예수를 정말로 마음에 받아들였는지 받아들이지 않았는지 그리고 예수님을 내 마음에 받아서 그분의 사랑으로 내 삶을 살았는지 살지 못했는지 나는 그냥 내가 살아온 내 인생으로 심판받지 주위 사람들의 칭찬이나 평가로 절대 우리가 평가받을 수 없습니다. 제가 생각하는 장례식은 죽은 사람의 몸뚱이 위에 모든 사람이 하나님이 정해진 시간이 되면 이렇게 가야 된다는 교훈 외에는 아무것도 없는 것 같아요. 제가 여러분에게 바라는 것은 내가 마지막 숨을 거뒀을 때 내가 과연 예수님과 하나 되어 예수님을 의지하고 순종하고 그분의 사랑을 받고 그분의 사랑을 알고 그분의 사랑으로 다른 사람을 사랑하고 살아서 하나님의 품에 안길지 그렇지 않으면은 하나님과 영원히 이별을 할지 그 두 가지 선택밖에 없다고 생각합니다. 여러분 여기에 보면은 나사로가 아주 행복한 죽음을 나사로가 죽어서 행복한 삶을 살고 있는 것 같은데 사실 여러분은 우리가 죽게 되면은 우리는 그거보다 훨씬 더 좋은 상황에 처하게 됩니다. 왜냐하면 예수님께서 십자가에서 모든 것을 다 우리 죄값을 치르고 돌아가셔서 영광 받으셨기 때문에 나사로에게는 천사들이 와서 한 걸음 한 걸음을 인도해 줬다면 이제는 천사가 아니고 예수님 당신께서 바로 우리 곁에 오셔서 우리를 인도해서 예수님 옆으로 데려가실 거예요. 히브리서 13장 5절에 보시면은 내가 결코 너희를 버리지 않고 내가 결코 너희를 떠나지 않겠다는 예수님 당신의 약속의 말씀이 있습니다. 그 예수님 여러분이 예수님을 충실하게 의지하시면 예수님 그 약속 버리지 않고 여러분 죽음의 자리에 오셔서 예수님이 인도해 주실 것입니다. 여러분 제가 간곡히 말씀드리는데 오늘 이 자리에서 이 문제 깊이 생각하시고 우리가 우리가 죽었을 때 어떠한 길로 가야 될지 그리고 그 길뿐이 아니고 지금 이 순간 예수님을 영접하셔서 우리의 달라진 인생 그리고 상상치 못한 새로운 인생으로 우리가 살아야 된다고 생각합니다.
Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, God. Thank you for giving us the free will to choose life or death. For in giving us the free will, we have the choice to love you or not. And I pray that those who are here who has given their life to you, God, I pray that they always tell others that Jesus Christ changes lives. That if a person wants to really know what life is, they must place their trust in him. For he is the one that gives us life, and life more abundant. So God, I pray if there is someone here who is lost, who may not know Jesus Christ, I pray that you remove the blinders over their eyes, that they may see this gospel for what it is. It is life-giving gospel. It is in the man of Jesus Christ that if they want to go the way of life, that they must follow Jesus Christ. They must be willing to place their trust in him and believe in him. And I say all of this in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
우리에게 생명을 주시고 그것도 풍성히 주시기 위해서 오신 주님, 오늘 이 시간 우리 눈에 막힌 것을 걷어내시고 우리의 길을 여셔서 당신의 사랑과 그리고 당신이 누구신지를 알게 하시고 예수 그리스도를 구주로 영접하고 예수 그리스도와 함께하는 삶이 되기를 기도합니다.